I've done a lot of videos on why you shouldn't have female friends as a guy. I'm talking mostly to the guy. If you're sitting here right now and you know you've been let's just be friends and you accepted being a friend. You know, people get upset about this topic, about not having female friends, for mainly two reasons. Okay, one, it's simple. They want to deny the reality of it. They don't want to accept the reality of how men and women operate, how women tend to operate in that kind of one-sided relationship where women aren't really your friend in that case. You're being a friend because you're trying to get something else out of it, and they're taking advantage of that, and you're buying them things and treating them and listening to them talk about other guys, and it's just people want to deny that reality. And then the second reason is because they don't completely understand what I mean by female friends. All right, we're going to break that down, because when I talk about friends, it's different than what I think other people do when they talk about friends. All right. In fact, one of my friends, King Keto, Brandon Carter, you might know him. You can check out his YouTube channel. He's been posting some new videos, by the way. Awesome guy. Really an avid reader. He reads so many books. All right. You know, that's what we geeked out on when I had him on the channel a couple times. All right. He made a comment on my Instagram, basically saying this, and I'll post this up here. Let's take a look at the screen if we can. All right. And he said this in response to my, you know, no female friends thing. He said, "I agree that a guy should not be friends with a girl just to try and fuck her. However, saying that you can't have any female friends is throwing the baby out with the bathwater. Benefits of female friends include, but are not limited to." And he's so good. He's such a copywriter in his type. And look at this with the check marks and everything. And you got to, this dude is the man. Like, Brandon is an awesome guy. All right. Female friends can be a great pre-selection, making other women more interested in you. Okay. There's some truth to that. They will actively introduce you to their other friends and family members who will want to have sex with you, potentially. All right. I've hooked my female friends to men who wanted to do business with. The practice has led to relationships that have maybe tons of money. Okay. Also true. And then most importantly, there is no version of reality where excluding half of the population from your potential network could produce optimal outcomes. And he says at the bottom, you can just don't try to fuck your friends. That's weird and creepy by all accounts. Okay. Now, I don't disagree with this. It makes a lot of sense. But let me put this into context for you. Oh, look, you're looking at all my notes here. And let's discuss what's going on in the situation. Okay. So I'm gonna address some of the points that Brandon made here. But first, let me talk about what do I mean by not having female friends. Okay. Primarily, it means don't accept let's just be friends. LJBF, don't accept that. Okay, because that's primarily who I'm talking to here. All right, I'm not talking to the average guy that has some female friends or whatever. I'm not talking to the girl that has a couple of guy friends or whatever and whatnot. I'm not talking primarily about that. So if a girl you're attracted to puts you into that friend zone, it's in your best interest to not accept that. Don't be a friend to a girl like that. There's a lot of reasons why it's just not going to turn out well for you. I've got a whole video on this. You can check out, and you can geek out on all the reasons why it's not good and what to say. When a girl says, "Let's just be friends," watch my video, go check it out on my channel, and I'll tell you exactly what to say when a girl says, "Let's just be friends." All right. It's also in the Bulldog Mindset membership, which we'll talk about in a little bit, but you can click down there and you can join and you can find out exactly how to respond to these things. All right. Now, second, I mean, don't have women that are your good friends that you hang out with all the time, like having a female best friend. Okay. That's the other thing that I'm talking about here. So we'll get into this a little bit more, but I'm not talking necessarily about acquaintances or quote friends. All right. I'm talking about don't have good female friends that you just like hang out with them and stuff and drink some beers with them and go, you know, like your bestie. Okay. Your bestie should not be a woman. It's weird. Okay. As a man, it's not very masculine, first of all. And second of all, it creates a whole kinds of complications. Right. It's weird. You know, it's likely what's going to happen in that situation is one person is going to have feelings for the other, but not both. Okay, it's very rare that both are going to have feelings for each other when both of them start out not having feelings for each other. They're just friends. Okay, now it can happen in the magical sense of it. Sometimes it does, and that could be a good thing, but it's less likely to happen. You want to have a spark from the beginning. You want to be spending your time with girls who have high interest for you. All right, it's much more likely to happen is that she's going to develop feelings for you, and maybe you just want to keep her at a friend, or she already has feelings for you, right? A lot of times that's already the case, or you're going to develop feelings for her, or you already have feelings for her, right? And so it's just going to create chaos in your life. It's going to be drama. You don't want drama, okay? Also, when you do get into a relationship or date seriously, it will be a big issue because it's not respectful to your partner and you wouldn't want your girlfriend to have a male best friend, etc. Okay? So think about this. You are probably going to date at some point seriously, right? Most of you guys will. And if you do, what's going to happen if you have a circle of friends that's all girls or a lot of girls that are in your friends and they're close friends? You hang out with them, you go and do things with them, all this stuff, right? Your girlfriend is not going to like that. And you could be like, oh, well, you know, I can do whatever. Yeah, okay, but what if it's flipped? Do you want your girlfriend hanging out with guys all the time? Right? Especially if they're attractive guys. Okay. Do you want that? Is that, you know, is that good for your, no, it's not good. So you have to think about this ahead of time and be smart about this. Okay. Again, it's not a sexist thing. It's just common sense. I'm trying to give you guys common sense. I'm not trying to be sexist and be like, oh, women are bad. I don't hate women. You know this, if you've been following this channel, I love women. All right. I help women. I fight against the active hatred of women that you see so much in YouTube. I'm not saying it from a sexist viewpoint. I'm saying it because you got to think with your brain and think about what's going to happen in the future and how this is going to look, right? And again, you might say,
oh, I don't care if my girlfriend has male friends.
Okay. Fine. I get it. But is it something that is going to be good? Right? Is there potential for issues with that? Does that open the door? Does that create the potential for temptation for people get drunk and shit happens, right? Be smart. And also, if you're in a serious relationship with your girlfriend, shouldn't you be her best friend? Right? Is it going to be weird if she's hanging out with guys? Is it going to look weird? There's a lot of reasons why that's not so good. So you shouldn't be doing it either, right? Just think about this. Again, could it work out? Could that stuff, fine. Yeah, could you deal with it? Sure. But why create complications in your life when you can have a policy of not creating them? Now, it doesn't mean you can't have female acquaintances, okay? If you look at what Brandon said, it all makes sense if you have women that are, quote, friends, but not people you hang around with all the time, like your guy buddies. Okay, that's totally fine. I have female, quote, friends. I have a network. In my network, everything that Brandon said, all right, I've benefited from by having, quote, female friends, but they're not really friends. You understand? They're more acquaintances. Now, I wouldn't say this is my acquaintance. I would say this is my friend, okay? But they're not besties. I don't go and hang out with them like I hang out with the guys and go and have some beers and go over their house and play video games and shit like that. We talk, all right? We have professional type of friendships, or we have, like, you know, we have some conversations about relationships and things like that. But not on a daily, regular basis, not the same thing that you have with your good kind of guy friends, okay? That's the difference here. And, you know, some guys can't even handle this, all right? So let's talk about this. This only applies also, okay, if you're someone like Brandon who doesn't struggle in the dating market, okay? Let's be honest here. Let's be honest, okay? And I want you to be honest with yourself. Most guys that don't have the success they want with women need to have masculine male friends, okay? That's what you need, and you're likely to fall into the trap of falling for female friends, okay? Think about that. You're likely to fall into that trap, so don't set yourself up for failure. You said, sure, King Keto, Brandon, all right? Brandon Carter, big Brandon Carter. He can have a bunch of friends that are females, right? Again, they're probably not besties, but he can have female friends, and they can be in his network, and he can have them introduce him to girls and all kinds of stuff like that because he's got so much abundance. He's got money, he's got status, he's got game, he's good looking, right? He's got a good physique, he's got all these things, he has women already. So for him, it's not a big deal to have female friends. It's a little bit different, okay? Again, they're not besties, they're acquaintances, I would call them, because he's not hanging out with them all the time and stuff like that, all right? But for him, it makes sense. For you, it might not make sense. For most guys, it doesn't make sense. It's gonna be a hindrance to you, not a help. All right, so think about that. This is really important, okay? Now, if you want to become a top 5% man like Brandon, go check out the Bulldog Mindset membership. For $7 for the first month, I'm going to teach you how to be a top 5% man, all right? I'll teach you exactly how to get up there, to build your physique, to build your status up, to become financially independent, and also how to deal with women, all right? So you don't have to deal with the stupid friend thing, all right? If you know how to go out, if you can go out into a nightclub confidently and you can talk to girls, all right, and you can have a date or bring a girl home or do that, right, then you're going to have you're not gonna have to deal with this issue. So go check it out. There's a whole videos every week and brand new video on mindset, fitness, on relationships, okay, dating, not just single people, dating relationships, like how to sustain a long-term relationship. We do a live stream where you can personally ask me questions every month. Just that you want to join the community, trust me, you want to be around strong role models that are men, this is a place. So again, it's fine and not bad to have women who you consider friends, just not close ones. All right. I have plenty of women, like I said, who I consider to be friends, but I'm not going to go over their house and drink beers with them, especially, you know, or go to the movies or anything like that. All right. It's just not what you got to think about is what would be appropriate if you were in a relationship and the friend was hot, right? So if you had a girlfriend, okay, what would you do with female friends that are hot female friends that would be appropriate? All right, think about that. That's the kind of distance you should have with female friends that you have currently. All right, because at some point you're probably going to get in a relationship, then you're going to have to cross that bridge, right? You don't want to have your best friend of 10 years be, you know, some hot girl that your girlfriend is going to constantly be worried about what you're doing, right? The same, vice versa, right? It goes the other way. So think about that. Think about it that way. All right, now. Mixed group of friends is another exception. It's fine. Okay. In fact, it's not a bad idea to have mixed group of friends. So if you have like five or six people in your social circle, you hang out and some of them are girls and some of them are guys, totally fine. Totally fine. Now there can be issues that can come up with whatever, but that's your social circle. Okay. That's different. That's your meeting in a group environment. I'm talking about one-on-one friendships with individual women that you hang out with. That's not smart. It's not cool. It doesn't make sense. It's dumb. It's not a smart thing to do. But a group of people, yes, that's fine. That's totally fine. In fact, it's good. It's good. It's going to hit all the benefits that Brandon's talking about. You're going to get all those benefits and more by having a group of friends that includes females. That's totally fine. All right. Now, what if you're gay? Okay. That's different, obviously. If you're gay, it's different. But do remember this, guys that aren't gay, that gay guys often do have sex with their female friends. Okay. So watch out. It happens. Trust me, it happens a lot more than you think. Women can tell you this about their gay friends and the stories that they've told or that they've had sex with their gay friends, all right? So watch out for that. But if you are gay and you have female friends, obviously I'm not talking to you. It's a totally different thing. It's, you know, do whatever you want, all right? Now, the reality of this, what it all comes down to, what it boils down to, is that mixed gender friendships rarely work out. This is the truth, okay? And if they do, it's always under limited circumstances, right? You can't be the same kind of friend as you can with a guy, right? If you're a guy, all right? Be smart, okay? Don't put yourself in a situation that's gonna cause you long-term harm. Just be smart. That's all I'm saying, is okay? Be smart about this. And then hang out with men if you wanna be more masculine, all right? If you're spending all your time hanging out with women, that's a problem. That's a problem. It's not going to help you to be the kind of man that you want to be. Again, Bulldog Mindset membership, go in there. It's almost all men. In fact, it is all men, I guess, at this point, are pretty damn close to that. And you have a whole environment where you're going to be around masculine men that are improving themselves. Go check it out for, you know, it's a very small cost on your life to get that kind of coaching and mentoring and to be in that environment. That's why I created that environment, because there wasn't an environment like it. So go check it out. Now, like I said, people can take this the wrong way. Men and women can be friends to a limited degree. Okay. That's fine. You can take this the wrong way if you want, but it's to a limited degree. It's never going to be the same. It's not equal. It's not exactly the same. Men and women are not the same. All right. Ultimately, you want to have one friendship with the opposite sex, which is your partner. Okay. It's really weird and a problem if you have a best friend of the other gender. Think about this. Ultimately, you want to get married. You want to settle down. You want to have kids. You want to have a family. Your best friend in life should be your partner. That's how it is. I know that's soft, blue, whatever. Okay. This is the truth. You know, this is the truth of the situation. All right. Think about this. That's what it should be. And so think about setting your life up so that it naturally flows that direction. It's going to be all kinds of complications. If your girlfriend has all these guy friends, if you have all these girlfriends, it's going to be a complication. It's going to be a mess. Right? You don't want people to have to end their friendships with people. So be smart ahead of time and think about these things. That's all I'm saying. Use some common sense here. It's not a sexist thing. It's not, you know, it's just use your brain.